And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 11th of July, 2010. It's the birthday of Thomas Bowdler, born in Ashley in Somerset, England, 1754, who, because he put out a censored version of Shakespeare's plays called The Family Shakespeare, his name comes down to us today in the verb bowdlerize, which means to revise for a censorious purpose. It's the birthday of the critic Harold Bloom, born in New York, 1930, Jewish immigrant parents. First language was Yiddish, but he fell in love with English poetry, started reading Walt Whitman and Hart Crane when he was just 8. Harold Bloom, who has become one of the most influential literary critics in the country, a critic who argues that great literature is a product of genius and that we shouldn't read great literature to understand history or politics or culture, but to understand the human condition. It's the birthday of E.B. White, Elwin Brooks White, born Mount Vernon, New York, 1899. He lived up in Brooklyn, Maine. He was raising a young pig who got sick and died, and E.B. White wrote one of his most famous essays, Death of a Pig. And then he wrote a children's novel in which the pig doesn't have to die. Charlotte's Web came out in 1952. E.B. White, who said, "I arise in the morning torn between a desire to improve the world and a desire to enjoy the world. This makes it hard to plan the day." It was on this day 151 years ago that the novel was published, which begins, "It was the best of times, it was the worst of times, it was the age of wisdom, it was the age of foolishness, it was the epoch of belief, it was the epoch of incredulity, it was the season of light, it was the season of darkness, it was the spring of hope, it was the winter of despair." Charles Dickens's novel, A Tale of Two Cities. And it was 50 years ago today that Harper Lee's novel To Kill a Mockingbird was published, which takes its title from a saying by Atticus Finch. In the book, he says, "Shoot all the blue jays you want if you can hit them, but remember, it's a sin to kill a mockingbird, because mockingbirds don't do one thing but make music for us to enjoy. They don't eat up people's gardens, don't nest in corn cribs. They don't do one thing but sing their hearts out for us. That's why it's a sin to kill a mockingbird." The book has sold 30 million copies and continues to sell very, very well. Here's a poem for today by Dorian Lowe entitled The Shipfitter's Wife. "I loved him most when he came home from work, his fingers still curled from fitting pipe, his denim shirt ringed with sweat, smelling of salt, the drying weeds of the ocean. I'd go to where he sat, on the edge of the bed, his forehead anointed with grease, his cracked hands jammed between his thighs, and unlace the steel-toed boots, stroke his ankles and calves, the pads and bones of his feet. Then I'd open his clothes and take the whole day inside me, the ship's gray sides, the miles of copper pipe, the voice of the foreman clanging off the hull's silver ribs, spark of lead kissing metal, the clamp, the winch, the white fire of the torch, the whistle, and the long drive home." The Shipfitter's Wife by Dorian Lowe, from her collection Smoke, published by Boa Editions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Produced by Nick Vedder and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.